Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to kick things off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, we're back. We must be back because we've got Victoria Jones with us in the wings. We haven't spoken to her in so long, and she's one of our favorites. Hey, Victoria, how you been?
Oh, I've been great, thank you. So good to talk to you.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in Washington. Needless to say, this is crunch time. And here we go again. You and I probably the last 3 years have had this conversation about the budget. So where are we on this tug of war?
Oh, we're in crazy town, basically, and that's called Washington, D.C. right now, because the House passed this continuing resolution last Friday, which, of course, defunds Obamacare because, well, we hate it, at least we do if we're Republicans and two Democrats, and all Republicans except for one Republican. That was how party line the vote was, and then we sent it over to the Senate, and then it grinds to a halt. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has to decide how late this week he's going to pass the continuing resolution part of it without the defunding of Obamacare part of it and send it back to the House. Now, can he do it without Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, two Republican senators, stopping him? Can they succeed in stopping him? That's the big question of the week. And it remains to be seen whether they can stop him. They probably can't. That's the general consensus in Washington, that they're on a hopeless quest. And it's become a little bit more hopeless today when it's turned out that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and the number two Republican in the Senate, John Cornyn, are not going to back them. They're not going to help them.
Wow. So that makes it even more interesting. I mean, this is sort of like must-see congressional television of sorts, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they still want to. McConnell and Cornyn are saying they intend to defund Obamacare, but they're not going to back them procedurally. So they're sort of on their own. And when you're launching this kind of bid that Cruz is launching, you really could use Mitch McConnell and his knowledge of Senate rules, because Cruz is going up against Harry Reid, and he knows every trick in the book.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we push to another subject, and still sticking kind of with the same horse that we're riding on. This push to defund Obamacare is what, as you were talking about, McConnell splits with Senator Cruz on this Obamacare defunding tactic, pretty much. Is this tactic really going to work?
I don't think so.
Nah.
Because President Obama has already said that he would veto any bill that comes to his desk that actually does that, and I think he will. And Harry Reid can block the Obamacare funding with a simple procedural vote. I mean, that's just the way the rules work in the Senate. So I think it's going to be extremely difficult to do it. Now, once they do send a clean bill back to the House, then we see what the House does with it. The House has got all kinds of options. They can attach various poison pills, as they're known, to it, that would do all kinds of things, and they could pass it and send it back to the Senate, but with ways that will make it very difficult for the Senate to pass it, and then put the Senate on the spot. So they can do that, and then we start playing sort of musical bills, if you like. So I don't know what happens next. And in the meantime, they run out the clock and the government shuts down.
Yeah, but that's why it's looking, because October 1st would be, of course, when the government would supposedly shut down. So we're, again, back on the clock watching that. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, fun to chat with you again. We'll talk to you down the road.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Victoria. All right, coming up the rest of this hour, what does it mean if there is truly a government shutdown? We've analyzed this before. In fact, as I was mentioning to Victoria, how many times have we talked about this? And then it's averted narrowly at the last moment. This time that might not happen. You had to go back to the Clinton years and a whole week of a government shutdown to know what it meant to see the government be closed for that long of a time period. But anywhere in between, what would that mean to the middle class folk out there, right? What does that mean for people who are expecting certain checks? Because that's what we always hear, the carrot is, well, if the government shuts down, then veterans don't get their checks, there's no Social Security, and on and on and on. But what does it truly mean? I did a little digging on that, and I'll let you know what I found out coming up in this hour. Also, would you believe the iPhone is the hottest thing going? Of course you would believe it. The phone companies and the manufacturers of iPhones and used to be Blackberries and Androids are the smart ones because they just keep upgrading them. And people are fascinated by phones, so they move up every single time. Are you a 3G person? Are you a flip phone person? Then you're really old school. Are you all the way up to 5G and waiting with bated breath for something a little bit more? How far do we go with our phones? It can be ridiculous, can it? We'll talk about that at the tail end of the show. And, of course, what's happening in Nairobi, there's a lot of rumors that the person behind what has happened in this terrible mall, terroristic shooting and holding hostages, is actually a widow of a terrorist bomber. A British white widow is what they're calling her from the Nairobi mall attacks. A 2005 suicide bomber, and now coming back full circle, here we are in 2013. Can you imagine? There are a lot of rumors flying, but this is one of them. And the white widow is Samantha Lewinthwaite, who is a 29-year-old with three kids who has been on the run since her husband blew himself up in July of 2005. And these were strikes that hit downtown London. You know, you forget these things because you file them away. There was a time when so many things were happening right in a row. And there were a couple of people, two soldiers were killed. There's an intelligence officer that were killed in the terror strikes now in this Kenyan mall over the weekend. And one of them was a white woman. So because of that, they're starting to dig as the white widow, saying that she was involved in what happened way back in London, and they're looking into Twitter accounts and social media because they're starting to get some strange things that are popping up, and there's some terrorist, anti-terror organizations in Europe that saw this pop up on the screen and really believe that she's behind this. They say she's somebody who appeared to be commanding other terrorists, and they would hunt down and kill non-Muslim shoppers, shooting them to death if they couldn't recite the Quran. Wow. And there are other things that have led them to believe that she is involved in this, and that is pretty frightening stuff, isn't it? And how about the idea that two Americans were part of the terror group itself? More of the sights and sounds as I paint the pictures for you in the aftermath of what happened in Nairobi. That's coming up round the bend here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys walked after them. They were tall, thin, dark, and they had bandanas on their heads. About 30 seconds later, three people attempted to get up and run, and as they were running, one of them shot at them and they fell in the parking lot.
Wow, just horrific stuff. That is an eyewitness account from somebody who was at the mall, and you heard what he was describing in the parking lot. Just boom, shot him like animals, like it was nothing. And that there are more descriptions like that are emerging from people who were there, because some survived, some ran for their life and got gunned down. Others were able to get out of that situation, and there were plenty of Westerners on hand, which is the reason why supposedly that mall was targeted. And they have confirmed, or at least Kenya's foreign minister has confirmed, that two or three of the Al-Shabaab militants who took over that shopping mall over the weekend and killed more than 62 people were American citizens. One, the information that's being reported, and, you know, some of this is kind of fuzzy, but the information that's being pumped out there is that they're young guys, about 18, 19 years old, and they're of Somalia or Arab origin. And, you know, this is what everybody's saying. This goes to the whole globalization of this war against terror. So besides the Americans, one of them was British. And then the British woman is the one I was just describing, the White Widow, who they say has done this many, many times before. Now, the Americans lived in Minnesota and one other place in the United States from the info they were able to get, the agents on the scene that are sharing in between countries what they're finding out. And they're using Twitter, so they're tweeting things. Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility for the attack immediately, and of course linked to Al-Qaeda, and talked about the three Americans. They purposely waved that flag. They wanted people to know that, hey, these boys are from Minnesota, St. Paul. My goodness, and that's where the mothership, the GCN network, is in Minnesota. Also, Kansas City, Missouri, that's another one, was in another tweet. And both of those areas have very big Somalia American populations. Matt, are people in Minnesota talking about this? Because that's a big connection, and they feel like they really have nailed this connection to Minneapolis.
Yeah, they have been, and it's because we have the largest Somali immigrant population in the country is based in Minneapolis. And so it's been a big talker over the weekend and today.
Yeah, scary. That's sad. Too bad that Americans are involved in this. And they're so here in the stateside, we're looking into that, and they're crawling all over Minnesota. Apparently, I have a friend in the FBI who says that I mean, it's no secret, but that's what they're doing, looking under every rock they can there to see what they can find out. And there's all kinds of reports all over the place. And I think Al-Shabaab is not shy about boasting about it. So, as I said, they were quick to say there were Americans involved. All right, so there were a lot of English-speaking Americans and others, Australians, some British people that were in the Kenya Mall in Nairobi. It was a very popular area for people coming into the country to use, to go run and get necessities or grab other things, that kind of stuff. So here's one woman, her name's Heidi Edwards, talking about feeling very, very lucky to survive after what she had to go through.
Feeling very lucky, feeling... I could have just been one little thing. I could have been anywhere else in the mall. So feeling very lucky, very relieved, still a bit nervous. We saw a whole lot of people run down the side, and they got out fine. So we looked everywhere for somewhere to hide. There was nowhere to hide. So we decided to just run for it as well.
Yeah, the shopping center is called Westgate, the Westgate Shopping Complex. And initially, the talk was, you know, there were at least 30 people that were being held hostage, but most of the hostages now have been released. There are still a handful that were being held by a small group of attackers of a collection of band of people from obviously around the world. And because of some of them were either freed or escaped, and then some of them were hiding, as she was describing about feeling lucky about where she was in the mall at the time. And that's pretty much what most people are saying if they got out, because it's true that what the reports about going up to people in the mall, can you imagine, cite the Quran or die. Cite the Quran or we blow your brains out of the back of your head. Wow. It can't get any worse than this, I don't think, right? So, flame, smoke, all above the Westgate shopping complex for about an hour. Four explosions in the surrounding neighborhoods. This is Monday now. Mind you, this started on Saturday. Smoke billowing through a skylight inside the mall's main department and grocery store area. There were mattresses and other things that were set on fire on purpose. And then there was lots of gunfire, police helicopters, a military jet circling around the neighborhood. Truly a war zone. Truly a war zone. Finally, the Kenyan security people feel like they had the upper hand, and they were able to take control of all the floors of the mall. I mean, this was a big mall. They wanted to get to them, finish them, and punish them, basically, is what they're saying. And the interior minister for Kenya said that the evacuations of the hostages has gone very, very well, and they were certain that very few hostages were left in the building. You know, thank goodness. Three attackers were killed on Monday, and more than 10 suspects arrested in this. 11 Kenyan soldiers were wounded because it was like a running gun battle through the floors of the mall. So the people that were with Al-Shabaab were very well armed, and they were ready to take on all comers, whoever was going to come at them. They knew that was going to happen, so that's why they took over the mall and had no fear of doing that. And they're starting, more information is starting to come out, and more of that eyewitness stuff, talking about what they saw and whatnot. So you got to think about this. Here's what you had in this mall. You have shops that were like Nike and Adidas, and you had Bose, you know, the speaker place that is popular with a lot of people who come from other areas, and certainly the wealthy Kenyans would go to this mall. But specifically, they were looking for non-Muslims, non-Muslims, and at least to count now, 18 of the dead are foreigners. 6 from England, France, Canada, Australia, Peru, South Africa, China. 100 people were wounded, folks. 100 people. 5 of them were American. Al-Shabaab means the youth in Arabic. The mall attack supposedly was in retribution for the Kenyan forces 2011, go back a couple years, their big push to get into Somalia. And this Islamic terrorist, you know, force has grown and gotten bigger, bigger, bigger in Somalia because of some of the things that have happened there. And they've got people from the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, and I've already mentioned the United States. It's one of the biggest groups recruiting in the United States and in Europe. And, you know, the Somalian president, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, said the attack pretty much shows that Al-Shabaab is not just a threat to Somalia, but to anywhere on the globe internationally, and that if the attackers were Somalian people who lived in the United States, it shows just what this group is made of. And ironically, the president of Somalia was giving a speech at Ohio State and said, you know, there clearly is evidence that this is not just to a threat to our people. It's a threat not just to the continent of Africa. It's a threat to the world, period. And some of the video that's starting to come out is frightening. People are confused. They're crouching. They're getting shot in the head. Just unbelievably graphic stuff. But it's real life. It's real reality. It's not fake TV. This is the reality of what has happened. And so here you go with a couple of them being from the United States. How frightening is that to any of you hearing this? And how real the threat is. You can't just say, well, you know what, we're really doing pretty good on that attack on terror, except for that we now have these U.S. ties and hearing that there's lots of recruiting going on in the United States. I think it's frightening. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to toss in your two next on ATN.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Question of how worried are you about similar things happening in the United States when, for goodness sake, it's wide open. We are mall country, no doubt. We know that we have had shootings at malls before, but nothing like what they're seeing in Westgate in Nairobi. Can you imagine if we started to see similar things? Boy, that would be the end of the end, wouldn't it? At least I think so. Then there would be a massive clampdown. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The Somalian president was trying to say, hey, don't look at just my country, because trust me, it is much bigger than you can imagine. Here is what Jake in Austin sent me earlier in the day. He says, yo, Kate, I've been really paying attention. I got all my ears up and then some on the Somalian thing. And I have to say, I have some friends who are Somalian, and they are horrified by this, worried that they're going to be tagged as terrorists now in the United States. But they certainly say that they have heard lots of conversation about events happening where more and more attacks in the Western world or to Western people overseas are highly likely, and then they stopped at that. So this, of course, is something that has been tracked by the – thanks for that note. This, of course, is something that's been tracked by the government. It's not something that the FBI or CIA or the NSA, of course, because they're listening to everything – that people weren't aware of about Al-Shabaab and the fact that they are recruiting and the fact that there are large Somalian populations, which, you know, you don't want to just put a blanket over it and say, well, every single person from this designated ethnic group has to be radicalized, and this must be what it is. But unfortunately, that's the hunting ground for the youth, and that's what's happening in Minnesota. So now the bragging begins, and this was on purpose to say, look, America, these are yours. These are American citizens. Anytime that they can pin it on an American citizen and throw it back in our faces and in our lap, that's what's going to happen, especially with this Al-Shabaab and with the horrific things that they did. No regard whatsoever. It wasn't about, hey, let's frighten some people. Let's round them up, take some hostages. No, let's go up to people, tell the Muslims to clear out, and shoot other people right in the head, and then do crazy things like videotape them not being able to cite the Quran, knowing full well that they weren't Muslims. And that is scary, scary piece of business, folks. I mean, it is. And it's got to be an unbelievable feeling for the people in Nairobi who feel pretty fortunate for things that have happened there in the last decade or two. And now the code has been cracked. I mean, going into a mall where they specifically knew they would also find a lot of people who would just be doing their normal shopping. Hey, I'm going to go get my kid his Nike shoes for the soccer game. And then it turns into a nightmare of crouching and running and praying and hoping and all that sort of stuff. And you can see by the body count of there were certainly other people that were hit by the amount of foreigners that were also taken out, that there was certainly no regard for pretty much anything in the end. It would just depend, I guess, on who had the gun on whom and what they decided, you know, ultimately they were going to do, who they were going to hit. And that's awful. And this has gone on, as I mentioned already, since Saturday. Since Saturday, this has happened. So now count the days, and finally they've locked down these floors on these malls, but not without all kinds of other nonsense pouring out of it. All right, I said if the Senate is looking at what if there's a government shutdown? Hey, we can't come to an agreement. We're trying to stuff as much in as we can. As Victoria said at the top of the show, if you missed her, Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News, we always have somebody that comes on from Washington, called it, those poison pills that they stuff into whatever they're trying to get passed. So we got 1 week, and if the Dems and the Republicans don't stop disagreeing on how we got to pay bills, then the government shuts down. And here we go again, October 1st. So we have an economy that's finally showing some signs of life, because if you drove around as I did, I took a 3-hour car ride this weekend and couldn't believe what gas was. $3.09 for a gallon of regular. And gas is coming down, down, down. That's just one sign, certainly. So now there's this potential of shutting down the government. And what does that mean? It's happened before. There was one in 95 and 96. And how much did that cost us? $1.5 billion to shut down the government. So if the government shuts down, what happens? Well, people who serve the country, in other words, people in uniform, they're still on duty. But if you are a vendor, if you work with the government, then it's all about IOUs, and that's what you get paid in. Ask the people in California what that was like when they couldn't pay their bills. So you have the troops, but if you're somebody who works with the government, you're getting an IOU, which means you can't turn around and pay the people that work for you. The other thing happens, you know, the whole thing about delivering the mail. Well, do you think the U.S. Postal Service works through shutdowns? Well, they do. So, if you were expecting magazines and junk mail and coupons for things you don't need, you would still get them. You would still get them. How about this? If you applied for, let's say, a gun, if you went to get, you went to do the check, you went through the legal way to do things, so you think of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, nobody ever throws that in there, the gun permit would be stuck floating in time until the government reopens. If you applied for a loan because you thought, hey, I'm going to jump in on this party, why not? And you're waiting with bated breath to find out, waiting. You're going to wait a little bit longer. If you're buying a house and you needed a federal loan, you're going to wait a little bit longer. And if you're a veteran and you're waiting for a check, you might have to wait until the government is back in action. Social Security, there's this myth running around that Social Security, you won't get your check. And the answer to that question is you would get checks. You should be able, the people who are workers that have to, the actual workers who process the payroll checks would be there. But then how many of them are there to get things out on time? So the flow might be a little bit slower. So, you know, if you're someone who just retired, that could be backed up. If you're just getting a check, I'm sure the money would probably be okay. You would get it. And the people who work in that department would be working because the checks would still be processed. So running out of money on October 1st will hit the debt ceiling, go into default in mid-October, and it's a world of collision when that happens. Talk about dysfunction. And it really is a double kick in the stomach if that's what goes on. It's so crazy that we wait, and with the debt ceiling, hey, just don't do it, and then just default on everything, because then this is what we owe other countries. And think of China and what we, and the debt that we owe them, and what is dangling over our heads. You know, we're only paying the interest on all of that. And to me, I just don't, it seems simplistic, but what I just don't understand is why we cannot get back to the basics of figuring this out and coming up with some sort of a budget. How does this happen every single year? I mean, I know the answer to it. Special interests, poison pills, I give you yours, you give me mine. And if you don't, then I'm not going to vote for you. We're not going to vote in your direction. We're not going to have any kind of compromise. And it's such an old, tired theme, isn't it? I mean, think about it, guys. If you were dating a woman like this, I don't care how hot she was, how amazing she was, would you still hang around? Would you still, you know, forget it? There comes a point where you just say, I'm cutting my losses. I am out of this. But this is our government, so we can't cut our losses. We can only complain. And the way to complain, my friends, is not at the barber shop, at the pump, or someplace else at a restaurant where you're gathering with your posse, or the bar stool. Get off your rear end and call your politicians and tell them we don't want to stand for this anymore. Phones, upgrades next.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Raise your hand if you're a 3G person. Woohoo! I'm a 3G person. I'm going to talk about it in a second. Don't beat me up, please. First, though, our daily salute goes to Lois Lerner. Remember her name? Kind of sounds like Lois Lane, but she's no Lois Lane. Lois Lerner retired from the IRS. She was the woman who kept saying, pleading the fifth, when she was asked about whether they improperly screen conservative groups that apply for tax-exempt status in the run-up to last year's election. Remember when she was on the Hill and, geez, nobody could ever answer any questions about what happened and who was in charge and all that kind of nonsense. And she was placed on paid leave in May. While she was in charge, they did acknowledge that they improperly targeted Tea Party groups for all that extra pair of eyes or scrutiny. In other words, they just threw their applications in a corner because you got to assume that's what happened when they applied for tax-exempt status from 2010 to 2012. So Lerner was the one who first disclosed the targeting at a law conference in May, and that's how the story broke, which is so crazy. She didn't even think it was a big deal. She's talking about what's going on. And then some people believe that there was a plant, because they knew that this was happening, that there was a planted question about the IRS treatment of political groups. And then, boom, after that law conference, thinking everything's groovy cool and she's just having a good time at the conference, coming back, realizing, oh, no, now 2 weeks later she's on the Hill in front of a congressional hearing, keep saying her congressional right not to incriminate herself. Bump, a bump, a bump, a bump. So here's what happened. The timing is kind of interesting on this, isn't it? She gets months of paid leave, and then she retires. So she retired from the IRS. So do we have some applause? Woohoo! Some applause? Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think she screwed the pooch on this whole thing anyway. But here's the other side of that. Does that mean that the investigation into the IRS conduct is over? I don't think so. Orrin Hatch is on the case, the longtime senator from Utah, who's having none of that. This is his issue, and he's not going to let it drop. So it's, you know, there's more to this, and now she's out, and I don't believe she was intending to be out, but probably decided, okay, this is the time to get out of this, because it's getting to the point where I can't keep doing this, right? I can't, what am I going to do? I don't want to get trotted up again to the Hill and the answering questions, and yeah, forget that, no way. So in one sense, it was probably, you could be a conspiracy theorist and say, well, you know, that's probably a cover-up then, and that's why she's out, because just get her out of the way. People retire and suddenly are gone when they have, you know, when they have information that could create a big stir and a big problem. But I think it was just, you know, boom, that's it. I got to get out of here because there's nowhere I can go with this. I keep pleading the fifth, and I'm not going to say anything. So we still don't know. You know, just tell us who wrote the memo, for goodness sake, right? Who wrote the memo? Someone messed up. And I guess they'll pin it on her since she's retiring. All right, I wonder if she retired with her iPhone and she had one of the 5S phones. Apple announces that it sold 9 million of the new iPhones and the iPhone C model since they went on sale on Friday. That is a record opening weekend for the iPhone. I mean, that's nearly double the 5 million that Apple sold during the first 3 days that the iPhone was on sale last year, and the sales were well above what the street, meaning Wall Street analyst types, thought was going to happen. So, of course, Apple stock shot up like 6%, but this is what they do best. This is what they do best, making things that connect ultimately to their products, and the iPhone is the deal. The iPhone is Apple's baby, and they keep giving birth to it again and again and again and again and again and again. And so some people are just fanatical about this. They'll wait forever. They talk about it forever. I have at least 3 or 4 friends that do that, which I don't get it. They keep talking about the iPhone 5. All I think is it's a programming nightmare. I have to reprogram my crap. I have to get somebody at the Genius Bar to reset everything. I am a 3G woman all the way. I just want to use it, have to be able to get the calls, do what I need to do on it, and that's it. Even though I do like technology, I'm not in the mood to relearn or revamp any more systems. Matt, how about you?
Well,
Matt's not an iPhone guy.
I'm not an iPhone guy, and I did a funny story about that, the waiting in line thing. I saw an article about there was a fraternity, I believe it was out of Akron, that got up early and camped out in line for the iPhone, and then was selling their spots and donating the money to charity. So I guess there's some good things that come out of the fanatical, nerdy iPhone people. But I would never buy an iPhone personally, and one of the reasons is I can't believe you're still on 3G. I mean, the 4G phones for the Android have been out for years.
I am on 3G.
So
I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to mess with it. Like, even Jack says my iPhone 4 did an OS update last week, and accessories that used to work now don't. This is what happens to people.
I've heard about that because that was all over Twitter, and a couple friends of mine have had problems where the update was taking all day to do it, and then it totally screwed up their phone. So, I don't know. My comeback always is to get an Android phone because They're completely customizable, and if you know what you're doing, you can root your phone, you can do whatever you want to it, and I don't know, it just works.
It works. That's the key. You want it to work. But people live in an Apple world. I mean, younger people, anybody who's a kid, anybody who is like, I'll never forget this. I was on a train maybe a year ago, and there was a kid that was probably, it's probably 10 years old, and he's watching me. I have an iPhone, and he's got some other phone. I don't even know what his phone was. And I'm doing the iPhone stuff, and he says, hey, is that an iPhone? Uh-huh. I tell him, yes, an iPhone. And he said, I said, wow, your phone looks pretty cool. He's doing all kinds of things to it. It was practically dancing and flying in front of him like magic. And I thought his was cool. And I said, well, your phone looks pretty good. And he said, nah, iPhone is the thing. It's the bomb, the iPhone. So there's the thing about Apple that is implanted in these kids. And that it's going to be all Apple people coming up. If I were anybody else in the industry, I'd be a little bit concerned about what they can do to grab the new phone users of the future. It's just crazy, isn't it? What happened to the days we didn't even, nobody could track us down because we had no, if you had to have a bag phone, you had to be like Gordon Gekko in Wall Street to have a bag phone that you're walking around on the beach with that was giant. But nobody had phones, or you had those flip phones, and you thought that was pretty cool. You had your flip phone, or you had pagers, which now, I guess, primarily the drug dealers and the doctors, where they have those trash phones, the phones that you burn, the burner phones.
The burners. But it's from The Wire.
The burners. Yeah, I'm watching The Wire. Season 3. Always behind, just a step behind with my 3G.
Man, you're just so far behind.
The
3G, The Wire.
I know, and then plus, I was thinking this today.
Did you get your VHS?
No.
The upgraded yet?
No, my cassettes are gone. They're sold. They're out of here. But I do have a Blu-ray, so, and that's old school now anymore. How about, when was the last time any of you went to a Planet Hollywood or to a Hard Rock Cafe? Well, I have frequented both of those places lately, and I understand that they're pretty much like ancient diners. Nobody goes to those anymore, and they're closed down. I must have the last two in my neighborhood. When was the last time you went into a Bennigan's and got cheese sticks, those mozzarella cheese sticks and a beer? Come on. I know some of you still go to Bennigan's. I know it.
They closed up here. No more Bennigan's.
Are you all Olive Garden people? Come on now. I'm not that old school. Please, give me a break. Thanks for checking us out this hour anyway of America Tonight.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.